This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
You're listening to WBEZ, and it's time for our weekly climate conversation. Now, we want to talk today about the spring freeze, and sometimes an untimely spring freeze can be dangerous for your plants and for farmers, for gardeners. And while climate change is warming up our spring seasons, the risk to crops and to home gardens is still there. So here to talk about our changing patterns that we're seeing is Illinois State climatologist Dr. Trent Ford. Welcome back, Trent.
Hey, thanks, Lisa. Always good to be here.
So how is climate change affecting when we see the last freeze of spring? Is it earlier, later? What's happening?
Yeah, so this is where it gets really interesting and very complicated. You would imagine, okay, spring is warming. So therefore, hey, the risk of spring freeze is decreasing. And indeed, the date of the last spring freeze in the Chicagoland area is moving earlier in the spring. The risk of getting that late April or even early May freeze has decreased over the last 50 to 70 years. The problem is, at the same time, our winters are warming as well. It's not just when we get those temperatures, it's what stage the plant is in. Well, because our winters are overall more mild than they were 50, 60 years ago, it increases the risk that those trees will break dormancy faster as well, or earlier into the winter. There's a lot of research that's really needed, especially for the Midwest, to understand what this actually means. But what this could mean, paradoxically, is that even though spring is warming and our last spring freeze date is moving earlier in the season, we could actually see an increase in the risk of spring freeze damage to these sorts of sensitive crops because our winters are warming at a faster rate.
So, Dr. Trent, if there is an unexpected freeze that damages crops, would we see the effects of that at the grocery store?
You know, we definitely can. The types of crops that are most vulnerable to these sorts of spring freezes are our perennial trees and shrub crops. So that's peaches, apples, strawberries, blackberries, that sort of thing. And Illinois is a major player for some of these crops, including apples and peaches. So it is very possible that when we do get these, especially devastating freezes where we lose 90% of the crops overnight, that we will see, you know, overall higher prices. And then we don't want to underestimate the cultural value. You know, folks in Northern Illinois expect that when July, August, September start to hit, they can go apple picking, which is really fun.
Yeah.
And apples are delicious, in my opinion. So, and when we have those sorts of late spring freeze events, that can really wreak havoc on an apple crop, kind of like what we saw in some parts of the state last year, it means that some of, especially those smaller orchards that may not have the resources to deal with those impacts, just may not be able to open for the season.
So what about things you can do to protect your plants? We've been talking a lot about crops, but I'm also thinking about, you know, I've got a beautiful lilac bush right outside my dining room window. You know, flowers are going in, crocuses are coming up. What do you do to protect your flowers and your home garden plants?
Yeah, so, you know, this is the thing, is when we don't have, as home gardeners, we don't have the resources to spray the expensive chemicals to kind of slow that progress to flowering, or pay a helicopter pilot to fly around our backyard stirring up the air and keeping the frost from forming. In lieu of those things, we really have to resort to covering our plants. And so this is really where it comes down to be important to watch your local weather forecast, especially from the National Weather Service. When we get into this time of the year, we'll have freeze warnings, just like there's tornado warnings or thunderstorm warnings, things like that. Those are usually issued when the National Weather Service knows that there are various plants that are in a sensitive stage that could be sensitive to freezes, and we're expecting to have below freezing temperatures in the area. So really covering our plants, I think, is really, as home gardeners, the best strategy we have.
All right. Dr. Trent Ford is the Illinois State climatologist, and thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, it's always great to be here. Thanks.
This is WBEZ.